Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Shir and Betochen Shir number 27 in Perek Dalid of the Chayvus Halvavus, and we're going to talk about Betochen in very practical ways. When you do what's necessary to earn a livelihood, as an example, you should understand that this is what Hashem expects of you, and you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing it. When you're plowing a field, you have in mind that you're serving Hashem. When you're sitting in your office or your store, you're serving Hashem. And despite all your efforts, whatever happens is decreed by Hashem. You are rewarded for your efforts because of the mitzvah of the shtadlus, of making a keli. And that is really the test of efforts. It is a test in knowing how much effort does a person need to do in whatever he's doing. It's not an easy way to determine things. You need siyata d'shmaya with it, because you could deceive yourself by doing too little, by doing too much. You may sometimes, in the requirement of the job, have to do certain things, and you can't use betochen as an excuse, as a laziness not to do it. On the other hand, you may be deceiving yourself and thinking you need to do more, and when you did everything you can. Hashem gave a person a seichel to counsel him, and he takes for granted everyone will understand to do what's necessary. If you're not sure, you need to ask a shayla of how far your hashtadlus goes in certain instances, when to let go. But the idea is even while you're doing the hashtadlus, you're relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes Hashem causes one person to be in control over the livelihoods of other people. A wealthy person, a wealthy employer, an owner of a company that employs hundreds of people, as an example. So that employer has a test in betachin. He may think he's God, you know, or that he's providing, but he has to realize this is a pikadin, a gift from Hashem, to give him the opportunity to do chesed, to allow people to work for him. And he's testing whether this employer will continue to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Me'am Roisei or rebel against him. This opportunity offers the strongest means of both testing a person and tempting him to sin. It's a big nisayon when you are an owner of a very successful company. It is. It's a nisayon, but it's a beautiful opportunity too. You can't deceive yourself into thinking that you're the one that's supplying other people their livelihoods. You're serving Hashem as a keli to give you that chesed of allowing other people to earn their livelihoods through you. That's an opportunity, and that is a matana. Kamelech, like a king. Shumakiv chelei v'avodav. He feeds his army. He feeds his servants. Chen asarim v'rei ha-melech. And the officers and the ministers of the king. V'asgarim ha-shesiv v'aseim kites ha-mavdeim. And there are supervisors who provide the livelihood of their staff. Hashem Sheim and their servants. V'kideim and their officials. V'noshim and their wives. V'kreivim and their relatives. V'mishtadim avurim l'chazal sibis kibitz ha-mamin. And people who are in charge pursue means to raise money for the livelihood that's under their control. Mipanim, toivim, v'roim. They could do it for good intentions, or they could do it for bad intentions. For example, an employer doing the right thing, giving people off, let's say, chalamoid, or an employer instructing his staff, don't deceive your customers, be honest with your customers. An employer is tested by not only his own actions, but the way he causes others to ask, if he is tyrannical or if he's kind, if he's erlich or if he's not erlich. And a foolish person among these employers could happen in three different ways. First mistake is when he accumulates wealth and he thinks it's all his money. What he's actually taking, he's taking what Hashem decreed he should take. He is receiving from Hashem. But he thinks it's up to him. And he does it, alpanim begunim v'ra'am. He could use this in shameful and wicked ways. He'll misuse his money. If he sought to get it in a normal way, he would have reached his goal anyway. It's decreed he would get this money anyway. He doesn't need to go through unkosher means to get this money. He could get it through kosher erlich means. And he would keep his Torah obligations and his worldly interests. And at the same time, he would not lack anything. He would have gotten the money anyhow. This is a mistake sometimes people feel. It's a test. An employer needs to do, I'm going to act according to the Torah's erlich standards. I don't have to do anything underhanded to get the money. Hashem will give me the money regardless, and all the more so with special bracha when you do it the right way. And when it's done the wrong way, it could backfire on you, and usually does. The second mistake is, he thinks that all the money is for his own parnasa, for his own house, for his own trips. And he does not understand, there are three kinds of financial supports or assets that are given to you by Hashem. Echad mehem teref mezaynai. One is support of his own food and his livelihood. V'kakolas gufei bovad, to support his body. V'zeh muftach mena ilkin l'chosha b'yidua chayim v'tachas yomav. As long as a person has a right to live, Hashem is going to feed him and give him what he needs. Hasheni teref mezayn tulasai. Also the support given to him by Hashem to support other people. Ki'isho banim, like wives and his wife, his children, v'avadim, servants, misharsim, employees, adoyim lahem. V'einoy muftach melekim l'chal abruim. This is not guaranteed by everybody. Ela skul shvem, only some of them. But to nami chodim in certain conditions. V'umikram is damim be'is echas. V'ein was damim be'is acheres. Kefish is chayv alichas din nabayim b'neches l'mishpat. That sometimes this happens and sometimes it's others. In other words, the ability to support others, sometimes Hashem does it in larger ways, sometimes in smaller ways, sometimes it's limited. It's not always equal. Vashlishi tafkinim hu aman and his money. V'umam she'en by tails to Adam, it's no purpose. V'shema olav anaitzai say, and he watches it. And he watches it, asher yerishenu zulasei, and sometimes what happens is another person will inherit that wealth, or he'll lose that wealth. Vasachal yachshav, and the fool thinks, that kol asher gozalei hamamein min hamamein, that all the money Hashem decreed to come under his jurisdiction, shuteref mezayinev chakolas gufay, which is meant for his personal use. So if someone has millions of dollars in the bank, now it is okay, and you speak to people, the Gedolim, to mentors, he has a right to live a certain higher financial lifestyle. He could go to a trip in Eretz Yisrael or whatever it may be. He's entitled to that. He could enjoy, he's an usher, he could enjoy some of the money for his own use in a more higher level way. But again, it has to be with a seichel, it has to be recognizing that a big bulk of that money that Hashem is showering upon you is for the purpose of a pikadain, to do chesed to your family members and to support them and to the others. But if you are in a hurry to gain on that money and you work hard acquiring it, even though Hashem would give it to you anyway, and you don't realize Hashem is making you like a treasure to hold it. Could be that you're gathering money, you're going to die, and your widow's next husband is going to inherit it, or your enemy will enjoy your wealth. So that, like Haman, the story of Haman and Mordechai, right? Haman thought he was gathering all his wealth for himself, and Hashem made Haman extremely wealthy. And what happened? It passed over to Mordechai. Hashem wanted money to get Haman to get all this property because he wanted Mordechai to have it eventually. So this is another mistake people make with money. They think all the money that he acquires is for his own use. Doesn't realize that, yes, some food, some support, even a certain lifestyle, which is within normal range of that person, he's entitled to enjoy it. But he needs to trust Hashem and recognize, Hashem, you're giving this all for me, and I appreciate it, and I realize a big chunk of this is a pikadon. You're entrusting me to use it the right way to give to others. Vashlishi, and another mistake they make is, shunaisin hatrofen lebaleim. While he provides others with a living like a king or like an employer, he reminds them how generous he is. In other words, he expects a great amount of respect. Now, he's entitled to certain respect. The Chazal say you're supposed to honor a wealthy person that provides and is an employer and does a lot of chasadim and uses money right. There's an inyan of chanufa, unhealthy flattery that you can't do, but there's an inyan of a healthy respect that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be mechabed, an usher, especially an usher that is a bal tzedakah and uses his money wisely. You need to honor him. But you recognize also because it's Hashem doing everything. But if you expect full praise, shadu bavurim, and they should be subservient to you, now they're my slaves, these people that I'm giving the benefit to. The yizgoev yigbar v'yarm levavay, and he becomes conceited and gloats with inflated pride. V'yaniach hoidosei aleim, and neglects to give thanks to Hashem. He forgets to thank Hashem for the fact that he gives the people these things. If Hashem would not deny these things, I would still have the money. If it wouldn't be for me, me, employer of 300 people, these 300 people would be dead. They would never have anyone to go to. They need me. And that is a misconception. It's Hashem that's providing to them through you. And ultimately, if that could change, he'll provide for those 300 people a different way, not through you. And he'll toil this world and end up with nothing in the next world. So this is the idea. You know, you're fortunate enough to be an employee, a businessman, and you have thousands of employees, or a king having thousands of servants, and he thinks foolishly that it's his own money all the time. That's a contradiction to Emuna. That's a contradiction to Emuna. The idea is we do it in the opposite way. A wise person takes all these three areas that we talked about and he uses it in the proper way, which is his personal sustenance he uses the right way, the livelihood of his family he supports in the right measure, and the livelihood of the people that are under his jurisdiction. He has emunah that Hashem is the one supporting him, and he's acting the way that's good for the world, and he energetically works to see that they have jobs, that they're paid on time, they get what they need, and Hashem expects him to fulfill this duty to take care of those needs for the people underneath him. He acts properly in his trust. And it's this trust is stronger and more certain than his trust for himself to provide. He needs to ask himself, this extra money I have, is it really all for me? Or is it really belong to somebody else? Hashem is entrusting me to give it to someone else and to be the vehicle of chesed for him. And if he thinks this along this way and acts responsibly along these lines of thinking, then he'll get honor in this world, and he'll have reward in the next world. Like it says, Halalu Ashri Ish Yareyas Hashem, that praiseworthy is a man who fears Hashem, and he fulfills his obligation properly. He takes care of those who are dependent on him with the awareness that Hashem is the one that's actually doing it. Hashem is the one who will do it, is doing it, and you have that mindset. Hashem will reward you in Olam Haba because you know it wasn't your own hand. By recognizing it's the hand of Hashem and you act that way, Hashem will reward you and be mashpia on you and give you tremendous bracha. And you have another person may do the same thing, but he is very selfish about it, then you see, here is an interesting thing, what one needs to realize. You have two people, two employers, seemingly doing the same exact thing, but in reality, one has the right mindset, recognizing it's a pikadon, and using his mind in emuna, and realizing Hashem is in charge of everything, and then his whole day is filled with meaning, his whole day is connected to serving Hashem in the most beautiful way. While the other, who does not have these thoughts and have the arrogance, often misuses it, he falls in the wrong path. So this is a real, real important concept. And we're going to be mamshech b'ez Hashem a little more in the next shir regarding this. But the idea being is we have to appreciate the wealth that is given to us, each one in its own level, as a gift from Hashem to use wisely. We can enjoy life, we can enjoy it in a beautiful way, but we need to learn to recognize that it is a pagodin and we need to use it wisely. Bracha v'atzlacha.